Here are the new features coming in iOS 26.4. Apple is also testing end-to-end encryption for RCS, as the protocol is currently insecure in iOS 26.3. iOS 26.3 was a decidedly small update. It introduced a new tool to transfer data to Android, and gave some iPhones the ability to hide precise location data from cellular networks. But beyond a few other small changes and security patches, that was about it. iOS 26.4 is a different story. The update, which is currently in beta testing, adds a number of interesting new features to compatible iPhones, especially if you're an Apple Music user. As with all beta software, iOS 26.4 is still in testing. These features are subject to change at any time. It's possible some won't make it to the official release, while others could look different than they do now. You can install the iOS 26.4 beta by enrolling your device in the beta program, but do so at your own discretion. I recommend using a secondary device to test this software, if possible. Either way, make sure the device in question is fully backed up to a computer before installing the beta. Playlist Playground lets you generate playlists with AI. The latest trend in streaming services seems to be AI-generated playlists. YouTube Music recently rolled out the option, and Spotify offers a couple different takes on the feature. The idea is simple. You tell the AI what type of music you want to listen to, maybe a specific artist or a genre or just a concept or mood. Something like, make me a playlist for drinking coffee on a lazy Sunday morning. Now Apple Music is the latest service to introduce such a feature. The first iOS 26.4 beta comes with Playlist Playground, which works about how you'd expect. You tell Apple Music's AI what you want to hear, and it generates a playlist with 25 different songs. You can adjust the playlist if you don't like the result, and you can also edit the title, cover image, and description. Apple Music gets a visual overhaul. In addition to Playlist Playground, Apple Music's interface is changing in iOS 26.4. You'll see new full-page artwork when listening to music, as well as redesigned albums and playlists that adjust their colors based on the artwork. Plus, there's now a Concert Near You feature that helps you find shows in your area, based on the music you like. iOS 26.4 finally introduces end-to-end encryption for RCS. RCS support is one of the best things to happen to the iPhone in a long time. It makes texting Android users feel almost the same as texting iPhone users, which hasn't been the case for most of iMessage's history. Most of the standard perks rolled in with the update, including functioning group chats and high-quality image sharing. But one key feature did not: end-to-end encryption, also known as E2EE. Without E2EE, your messages can be intercepted and read by those with the skills to do so. With E2EE, they cannot. It's a major security feature, key to both iMessage and RCS, and one of the reasons you shouldn't send messages over SMS, since SMS doesn't support it. Not all Android setups support E2EE over RCS, but it was still a disappointment that the iPhone's Messages app didn't offer it either. That's now changing. With the first iOS 26.4 beta, Apple is testing E2EE for RCS. You'll find the option in Settings, though Apple notes that not all devices or carriers support it yet. Someday soon, iPhone users texting Android users over RCS will be able to enjoy the added security benefits of end-to-end encryption. Apple changed how you choose wallpaper packs on iPhone. In iOS 26.4, the wallpaper settings menu works differently. Before, you could select from pre-downloaded wallpaper packs on your iPhone. Now, you choose which packs you want to download. It's a small change, but an interesting one. It seems Apple no longer assumes you're interested in every wallpaper option. Instead, you can pick and choose the ones you want to try. Apple made similar changes for selecting watch faces in the Apple Watch app. Your iPhone's Reminders app now has an urgent section. If you ever label reminders as urgent, you'll find them in a new location. When you open Reminders, you'll see an urgent section alongside Today, All, and Scheduled. macOS 26.4 introduces a charge limit feature on Mac. While this isn't an iOS feature, it's a key new change in the first macOS 26.4 beta. Apple is now testing a charge limit feature on Mac, similar to the option already on iOS. When your device is plugged in for a long period of time, it can limit how much the battery charges. You can set the cap as low as 80% or as high as 100%. The idea is simple. By limiting the charge level, you reduce how often the battery completes a full charge cycle, which can prolong its lifespan and delay aging. The younger your battery is, the longer it lasts between charges. Enthusiasts use these features to maximize how much battery life they can get out of their devices.